Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Happy semi-cloudy Saturday afternoon to you, and welcome to the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle with Texas Insider here on top of the worldwide headquarters of Talk 1370 KJCE in West Austin. We got Casey Johns behind the glass rocking out with a little REO Speedwagon there, and we are going to roll with the changes here on this Saturday afternoon. Thanks for joining us, folks. And be sure and check us out anytime you want online at texasinsider.org, where we produce and publish about 10 to 15 articles on any given day, giving you the best of the news on Texas politics, national politics, both what's gone on here in the last couple of days and what's going to be coming down the pipe here in the future. And be sure and check us out at Texas Insider as well on Facebook and Twitter. And I tell you, what a crazy, crazy, crazy week. Just even listening to the news here at the top of the show, coming into the week that's still up in the air on whether or not we're going to have a hearing on Judge Kavanaugh. Everybody in Washington, D.C. is doing backflips and mental gymnastics and trying to figure out how to walk the razor's edge, where you give somebody that claims they have a 30-year-old allegation the respect that somebody ought to deserve, but yet you've got that person seeming to be a little unreasonable, saying that they can't make a hearing or they were passing up opportunities to tell their story. And I'm going to get into it in a minute here after going over a summary of some things. But, folks, my experience from being in 35 years of politics, from cutting my teeth up on Capitol Hill as a 25-year-old, when a guy by the name of Jim Wright, a congressman from Fort Worth, Texas, was Speaker of the House, I tell you, I learned it back then. I've learned it ever since. Politics is not only a contact sport. Politics is a game where things get killed, things get ruined, things get set off and knocked off, and everything's intentional. Nothing moves unless it's pushed. And what we're seeing right now, and I'm going to have to maintain my blood pressure because it's all week long, has just really been chapping my rear. This is nothing but what I call a political kill shot. That's all this is. You don't need to be getting into the weeds about whether or not somebody's being treated decently, whether or not Me Too is a good movement, whether or not women's rights are being abused, whether or not Donald Trump's nominee is going to be set back, whether or not the White House needs to worry about the midterms elections. This is all very simple. It is a pure political, played out in the open assassination. And if you go to Texas Insider right now, just to get you started, texasinsider.org, I've got a clip there of one Clarence Thomas, an African-American who now sits on the Supreme Court, who back in 1991, when one Joe Biden was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I remember Joe Biden when he was bald as a cue ball. And that's when hair implants were coming back out in the early 90s. And Joe Biden was one of the first guys I ever knew to actually be so insecure. He went and had to change his appearance so that he could look good for everybody. And he got his head looked like a little floor of a AstroTurf. Just weird looking. But at any rate, Joe Biden was chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And lo and behold, this is after Ronald Reagan had nominated somebody by the name of Robert Bork to be justice on the Supreme Court. He was a conservative. He would have been one who tilted the court even more conservative. And make no mistake about it, this is something else that's not being said and just pisses me off, frankly. Pardon my French there, Casey, but the Supreme Court and the court system is a tool. It's one of the, think of your toolbox. You got a hammer, you got a screwdriver, you got a wrench, you got multiple tools in there. The Supreme Court and the court system is a tool that's been used by the liberals for decades. We can't expect liberals to pass their initiatives down at the Texas legislature any more than we can expect liberals to elect Beto O'Rourke here in a month or two. Beto doesn't stand a snowball's chance in HE double toothpicks, in my humble opinion, but everybody's ginning themselves up and getting all excited about it. You or I, folks, if we had an R next to our name, we could beat Beto O'Rourke. It's just mathematically impossible to overcome a 60% Republican base in Texas and a 40% Republican base in Texas. No matter how many people stay home, no matter how many millennials and Hispanics come out to vote, no matter how charged up the Democrats are because of Donald Trump, and no matter how discouraged the Republicans are because of Donald Trump, the mathematics are just impossible. But at any rate, you had the court system set up to now be, and it's been used for 40 or 50 years by liberals to implement policy. Courts are to decide the right and the wrong of the left and the right, the up and the down of laws that are passed by legislative bodies. That's what the courts are for. But now we've got Roe versus Wade. We've got all the ones that you hear about giving LGBTQ people their rights. And that's because, folks, legislators and elected officials have not been able to pass these laws through the legislative system. So they start suing for rights in the cities and the states and federal court. And the next thing you know, they're making policy. So this is why this is such a important debate. But we're losing the bigger picture for the trees and the minutiae. And that's by intent. The left wants us to be talking about what color somebody's hair is or what sex somebody wants to be, or that the black guy's not making as much as the brown guy, or the brown and the black guys aren't making as much as the white guys. That's all part of the plan, and the minutiae and the media, the sock puppet media, facilitates it. They want us to get lost in the weeds. But the bigger picture is, number one, that courts are not supposed to be used to make policy, but yet that's what's going on. So if you go to Texas Insider, where I started with all this, very top under the quotes is an article. It's entitled, "Yes, it's Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill all over again, only worse." And there's a picture of Clarence Thomas, a fine, fine black gentleman, sitting in front of Joe Biden in the Judiciary Committee. He's married to a white woman. Ginny Thomas is right over his shoulder. I used to know Ginny. Haven't seen her in decades since moving back to Texas. But what they went through, and he says in that clip that no job is worth what he's had to go through. And he says, instead, I wish I had that. Well, here, I'll just quote what he says here. Every accuser, this is what Orrin Hatch said back there. Every accuser deserves to be, Orrin Hatch is a senator, was a former Judiciary Committee chairman back then when Republicans controlled things. Every accuser deserves to be heard, but the claims are wholly unverifiable and come at the tail end of a process that was already marred by ugly innuendo, dishonesty, and the nastiest form of politics. This was back in the 1980s, folks. Not much has changed. As the old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. This is what Democrats did to a black man. They're supposed to be the champion of the African American. They're supposed to be the ones who take people out of poverty. In fact, the exact opposite is true. They enslave people into poverty, and they tried to kill the professional career of this black man that had been nominated by a Republican to the Supreme Court. The exact same thing happened. A woman came out of nowhere. She was, by the way, also a college professor, number one, and also, number two, a person with a degree in psychology, as is this woman who's coming out and attacking Judge Kavanaugh. But they did the same thing back then to Clarence Thomas after having done it 4 or 5 years earlier to Judge Bork, and now they're doing it again. This is all standard play. And here's what Clarence Thomas said back on October 11th of 1991. Again, remember, this is a African-American judge known as to everybody as more qualified, as one of the best qualified nominees to ever be named by a president to the Supreme Court. So this circumstances are virtually identical. Clarence Thomas, a black man, finally gets to defend himself and says, from my standpoint, as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, this is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves, to do for themselves, to have different ideas. And it is a message that unless you count out to the old order, this is what will happen to you. You will be lynched. You will be destroyed. You will be caricatured by a committee of the United States Senate, of all things, rather than hung by a tree. And that's exactly what's going on today, folks. Only difference is back then it was a black man saying it, driving home the import of what was going on. Today you've got a white guy, Brett Kavanaugh, who, again, all scholars, all judicial expert, all legal experts say is beyond qualified to be in the Supreme Court. So you got to know one thing. The liberal left, and this includes the sock puppet mainstream media, they saw in Donald Trump as a candidate a threat to their politically correct-driven agenda. And he identified the narratives that have been meticulously laid over the decades by the liberal left. And that's why I illustrate back to the 1990s and the 1980s. This has been going on for decades. So they saw that in candidate Trump, and they tried to kill him, figuratively and literally, as a professional career. In President Trump, they're seeing the latest threat to the same thing. When he says he wants to make America great again, they think that's going backwards, and they think that's exactly wrong. That New York Governor Cuomo said the other day, America's never been great. So this establishment and their media enablers are controlling this nation, as I've talked about, and there's a lot of talking heads have said, control the nation through any means that they can, and Donald Trump identifies it. So recognizing that Donald Trump is a real and alive and an existential threat to their cultural theme of all this discussion is key. But far from politics as usual, this is just political warfare. They are going for a kill shot on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And it's an effort that's seeking at the same time to destroy a sitting president, not to mention the nation, in my humble opinion. So when you're hearing the next couple days of attacks against President Trump, they're not just trying to destroy Judge Kavanaugh. They're not just trying to destroy Donald Trump, but they're trying to destroy this nation, in my humble opinion. And so we got to defend any and all of the above, as I need to take a break here in case he's bringing in the down low music to address everybody's blood pressure. I'm Jim Cardle. Folks, we appreciate you joining us here on the Texas Insider Show. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12:30 to 1:30. This weekend, it's only till 1 o'clock for the Aggies game, and I'll be right back after this commercial break.
Listen to your favorite shows. Keep up with the latest breaking news and more anytime at Talk1370.com. Talk 1370, the right choice.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies. Oh, no, no, you can't disguise. You can't disguise. Tell me lies.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and happy partly cloudy Saturday afternoon to you, and welcome back to the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle, and good job there, Casey Johns, behind the glass producing this show. I'm going to have to pick myself up off of the floor after almost losing my sense of balance on that first segment. This, I tell you, folks, this Judge Kavanaugh thing and what's going on up in Washington, D.C. is just about to send me to my grave with a heart attack, and really appreciate you joining us this weekend and every week. We're usually here from 12:30 to 1:30. This week we got an abbreviated show, so I'm trying to cram an hour show into a half an hour because we're going to go directly into the big Texas A&M versus number one ranked Alabama Rolling Tide football pregame here at 1 o'clock. But I just want to keep going and let you know that be sure and check us out at TexasInsider.org. We post about 10 to 15 articles every day, so you when you want and how you want can go and check out the latest perspective and really cutting through from a 30,000, looking at it from a 30,000 foot view. Don't get caught up in the weeds. Don't grab the tar babies. There's more to life than politics. And as I've been saying in the first segment, the top article just illustrates exactly what's going on. Back in 1991, Senate Democrats led by now known as Vice President and presidential candidate Joe Biden back in 1981 was chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the United States Senate. The Democrats controlled the majority in the Senate, and Joe Biden was, as a matter of fact, that reminds me, some of you around town know a guy by the name of Michael Williams, who was a former railroad commissioner. He's an African-American great stud of a guy, used to run track for the USC Trojans. He lives up in Arlington. He's been a railroad commissioner. He's been our education commissioner here in Texas. Michael Williams once told me that he was on the front page when he and I were both young men of the Washington Post. There was Ted Kennedy. There was Claiborne Pell, an 80-year-old white guy from Rhode Island. There was Howard Metzenbaum, an 85-year-old senator from Ohio. They were all on the Judiciary Committee. And Michael Williams, who was being named to a position in the Reagan administration for Equal Employment and Opportunity Commissions, EEOC, he had these three white gentrified Northeast liberal men telling him, they said it on the record in front of God and the world, that Michael Williams was not fit as an African-American to be confirmed for that role because he didn't understand the plight of the black man. Are you kidding me, folks? That's what's going on in this instance right now with this Judge Kavanaugh kill shot, is what I call it. And for those of you who don't know, I looked it up. A kill shot is sometimes referred to in sports as a dagger to the heart, an easy make that they drill on the basketball court or something like that. In street lingo and in the hood and in gangland, a kill shot is when somebody's bound and gagged and the murderer walks up to him and puts the gun to his head and then turns his hand parallel before pulling the trigger, because there's nothing the person being killed can do. It's a kill shot. It's a public kill shot. They've done it before. They're going to try it again. And this is what the Democrats have come to. And we let the media distract us into saying, you know, this woman is, we've got to be taking women seriously. Taking women seriously has nothing to do with this. Nothing. I'll say it again. Zip, zero, nada. Taking women seriously. This has nothing to do with taking women seriously. They would have come up with another cockamamie idea and a cockamamie, you know, it would have been Black Lives Matter if it wasn't the women. That's what Democrats do. They use you African-Americans and you Hispanics and use you women to accomplish whatever they want, and that's to stay in power. Do you know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is a Supreme Court justice, a little bitty old lady that's become a left-wing socialist sock puppet media darling, she's about 4'5", about to turn 90 years old. She's been on the Supreme Court forever. Do you know that she used to be legal counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and that she was confirmed by a vote of like 97-0, because that's how the Senate operated back then, and that's what the role of the Senate was, advise and consent. The president and the White House names a Supreme Court justice. The Senate makes sure they don't have a third eye and haven't killed anybody in the past or done anything with animals, and then they confirm them. She was legal counsel to the ACLU. You don't think that there would have been reasons conservative Republicans could have voted against her because they didn't like her philosophy? But that's not what this is all about. It's not what it's supposed to be all about. That's what it's become. And now you've got Democrats pulling this stuff, and it's amazing to me because the American public. You know, I talked to some corporate CEOs this week about this whole thing, and some of my political friends from L.A. to New York City. And you know, I was absolutely shocked. Casey, you're going to find this interesting. One CEO told me that they're never going to hire another woman. as long as they can stand it. Think about that, folks. These are not unbalanced people in the White House or not somebody that's being attacked politically. These are people that are making a living and employing people like you and me and going through daily life to do something productive before they probably go to church on Sundays. That's the effect of what this trial and what this kill shot up in Washington, D.C. Let me say that again. Corporate America is not going to be hiring women because it's not even about your actions anymore. It's just about if you say anything. Free speech is being hindered. I bet people are going to start acting different in bars for that. You know, the great meetup point of half of the marriages in the country. And this is what is going on. There was a poll the other day I saw that was done by NBC in the Wall Street Journal. And you know what some of the issues were? The top issue on voters' minds right now is, guess what? Gridlock. Well, folks, if this isn't gridlock, if this isn't political assassination, if this isn't the Democrats just looking stupid, again, they're trying to get us distracted by it being about women. And again, if it wasn't about women, it'd be about blacks. If it wasn't about blacks, it'd be about browns. If it wasn't about browns, it'd be about gay whales at the bottom of the ocean or something. You know, they wrap it all up into one special little package to bring in all the special interest groups. If 48% of independents right now are saying the number one issue is gridlock, don't you think the spectacle of the Kavanaugh hearings is going to hurt the Democrats? And here are the Democrats saying that it's Donald Trump that has drug our politics down into the gutter. Are you kidding me? Judge Kavanaugh, this spectacle indicates nothing more than how desperate the Democrats have become about this election. This isn't going to be a blue wave, in my humble little opinion. It's going to be a bit of a blue wave, but it's not going to be a blue wave, a massive blue wave. The elitist left on the West and the East Coast, they say that Donald Trump's the one who's degrading politics. That's not what's going on here. It's the left. This is all about making women mad at Republicans, and they're dragging it out. Republicans are bending. This poor guy, Senate Judiciary Committee, Charles Grassley from Iowa, the Midwest nice, he's bending over backwards. Even at the top of the show here at the national news, Casey ran, they still haven't decided. This poor girl that's been put up to this stuff has not said whether she's going to come on Monday, whether she's not going to come on Wednesday, whether she's not going to come on Thursday. Are you kidding me? Americans are desperate for action, people. That's why Donald Trump got elected. Americans are desperate for decency. Americans are fair-minded people. Do you think most Americans are looking at this and thinking that it's fair? That Judge Kavanaugh's going to have his day in court? Clarence Thomas didn't have his day in court, hardly, back in 1991. A black man nominated by President George Herbert Walker Bush at that point, they tried to kill him, they being the liberal Democrats. This is about an event in high school in 17 years old, and I guarantee you that every man in America and half the women in America are thinking, oh my gosh, if they only knew what I did in high school. Number one, and number two, you hide and watch. Corporate America is going to have to change its behavior because they're afraid that they'll be the next one if they're not careful in the Me Too movement. It's a horrible thing. It's a kill job, and it's all kill shot, and it's all about politics, and it's enough to make me puke. I'm Jim Cardle, folks. I got to go take a shot of something here and bring my blood pressure down and let you get on to the Aggies versus the Roll Tide number one Alabama football team. And be sure and check us out at TexasInsider.org. We'll be back here next Saturday at 12:30 on Talk 1370, The Right Choice. Have a great weekend, everybody. Something we don't share. I don't want to be sitting here trying to deceive.